Hey everybody, Jeff Mills here from the Midwest Super Conference, and I'm going to welcome you to another exciting Midwest Super Conference podcast. On these podcast calls, we're going to get together with our speakers who are going to be featured speakers at the Midwest Super Conference. We're going to be learning some of the insights from them, behind the scenes information that they might be sharing at the conference. Maybe they won't be sharing at the conference, but it's kind of the story behind the story. So you can get pumped up, you can get excited, you can get super motivated, because we want to see you actually be here at the Midwest Super Conference. The dates this year are September the 11th through the 13th. That's a Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday. You want to make sure you plan to travel so you arrive here on Thursday before 5 o'clock, because we're getting together on Thursday night for a massive social networking, big LinkedIn kind of a networking event we're going to do on Thursday at 5 o'clock p.m. at the Ramada Inn Mall of America Hotel. That's where we're hosting the Midwest Super Conference this year. And that Ramada Inn has a large pool patio that we're going to be hanging out at and just doing some social networking, especially tapping ourselves into a pretty big Minnesota LinkedIn network there. So you want to be a part of that if you live in the Twin Cities, and even if you live outside the Twin Cities, you show up early enough on Thursday, you can be a part of that free event as well. Now, what do we do on these calls? We get together, like I said, with the speakers and do a little bit of a banter back and forth and kind of find out some of the backstory on the speakers that you might not know about them. And we also try to provide some really excellent content and teaching that you can benefit from and take away right on these calls. We try to keep these calls down to about 30 minutes or less. Sometimes we go over a little bit, but most times it's going to be about a 30 to 20 minute call. And so what I want to do right now is I want to just spend a few minutes going through our lineup this year and explain to you guys what the Midwest Super Conference is all about, and as well as give you the speaker bios. So there's three things that we focus on at the Midwest Super Conference, and those are personal development. The second thing we're going to focus on is business development. The third thing we're going to focus on is joint ventures and business networking. So with personal development, we want to help you improve yourself. We want you to be the best you can be. And oftentimes, it's our own selves that are the roadblocks and the stumbling blocks that keep us from being the successful people that we want to be. And you can learn from our speakers how to get rid of those roadblocks and improve your life, improve your sales, start making more money, start enjoying life more, be happier, which will then result in you making more money. Now, with business development, we're going to give you resources, tools, systems, methodologies that you can take away from the conference and start using in your business immediately. Whether you're a brand new person to the internet, brand new to starting a business or having a business, or if you're someone who's a seasoned veteran and you've been doing this all your life, I guarantee you'll still learn some tricks that you didn't even know about that are going to help you save time and make a lot more money. The third thing there I talked about was business networking and joint ventures. You know, Mark Hoverson, very well-known network marketer out there with Global Resorts, what he did, he came to one of my conferences recently, and because of some of the relationships he had in that room, he met a lady named Debbie Turner. Debbie Turner ended up working together with Mark on a business opportunity. And just from that one relationship, Mark can document about $60,000 of income that came to him directly as a result of that connection. So you never know what kind of business networking is going to be found, and what kind of joint ventures and ways you can hook up with other people and use their tools and resources, ways they can hook up with you and buy your tools and resources. It's kind of a win-win situation. So you definitely want to be at this conference, because you will find people that you can do business with that will make you a lot more money. So now let's turn the attention to our speakers. And we're going to go through the speaker roster right now and let you know who's going to be speaking at this year's Midwest Super Conference number 4. And at any time, if you want to get more information, you can always just go right online. If you're online right now, or if you're listening through another means, you can go to MidwestSuperConference.com/4. That's MidwestSuperConference.com/4. 4, not the word 4, the numeral 4. And that'll take you to the sales letter that I wrote, and you'll be able to read my heartfelt letter that I wrote to you so you can learn about my struggles and my failures and how I turn those into successes. And you can listen to and watch the testimonials of over a couple dozen people as they share with you the impact that the Midwest Super Conference has had on their life. And we are super excited today to have Victor Maranto going to be with us today talking about what he's going to be bringing to the table for you guys to benefit from at this Super Conference. Now, the dates for the conference, it's coming up very quickly. It's September the 11th through the 13th, 2009. This is the conference that you need to be attending this fall. And there's a lot of events going on, but there's nothing like the Midwest Super Conference. This is going to be our fourth event. We've done this before, and we do it very well. And we've got a really good reputation out there in the industry for putting on a really good, fun internet marketing conference that you can benefit from and walk away with tons and tons of ideas on how to improve your business. So, Victor, let's turn the call to you here a little bit. And let's focus on some of the stuff that you're going to be bringing to the event. So before we jump into that, you know, tell people a little bit about who you are, your background, where you live, and just kind of like a little backstory.
Okay, great. Thanks, Jeff. I'd love to. Well, my name is Victor Maranto, as you stated, and I'm actually on the East Coast in Baltimore, Maryland, or Balmer, as the locals would say it. I am a single father of two boys, truly blessed 19 and 17-year-old boys, and I guess the easiest way, I can just tell you my story. 7 years ago, actually 7 years ago this month, it's kind of funny, my life changed dramatically. I had what I thought was a great job, a beautiful home. I actually had a couple homes. I had a beach house and a beautiful home, a nice big boat. On the outside, it looked like I had everything. Everybody, you know, said, you know, we had the perfect family kind of thing. And then within a month, I lost my job, high-paying job, obviously, and I got a divorce. So within a month's time, I went from having two homes, everything, to actually living in my car for a week. I was homeless for a week. I eventually moved in with my parents. And if anybody on the call has ever been through a divorce, you know, when you're in the middle of your life, I love my parents, and I'm truly blessed to have great parents and have a great relationship with them. But in the middle of your life, you don't want to move back in with them. Things kind of change as you get older.
Yeah.
So, yeah, not really cool. So, you know, what I always look for in different situations, though, Jeff, is that, you know, there's always a lesson in everything that happens to you. And it was funny because when I first moved back in with my parents, I thought, wow, you know, maybe this is God's way of showing, you know, maybe something's going to happen to my parents and I need to reconnect with them. Well, after about like 6 months, I realized that, you know, I must have done something really bad because, you know, my mother was driving me crazy, you know, as any parent would, I guess, having a middle-aged child living home and going through all this turmoil. And, you know, my upbringing, it was very strange. For lack of better terms, my parents were ex-hippies. Mm. You know, when I was growing up, I learned to meditate when I was 10 years old. While most kids were out playing sports and stuff, which I was allowed to do, and I did, but I still had to learn this other mindset and ways of different ways of thinking. You know, while I'm watching Ozzie and Harriet and the, you know, Brady Bunch on TV, I'm living with a woman who... At that time, I thought she was crazy. But, you know, I couldn't be thankful enough for this point in my life because everything I learned as a kid, you know, what happened one day, I'm living with her, and this is when everything's going, I mean, I thought my life was in the toilet. And she said to me, you know what you need to do. She says, get your head on straight and make it happen. And I sat down one day, and I started writing out my plan. You know, I knew exactly where I was. I knew what I needed to do. And I thought, okay, now I just need to figure out how to get there. And what I did is I started my own consulting business. I went from living at home within 6 months of, or living with my parents, I should say, and within 6 months being able to go out and pay cash for a home.
Well, you got to define that a little bit for me, because, you know, consulting business to me is such a broad term. Like, what does that actually mean?
I'm glad you asked. I was going to get into that. I come from a primarily sales background. My father's been in sales, and when I was growing up, my parents, they were always trying to negotiate everything. And I learned a really, really easy way to talk to people. And what I got from that is I thought, you know what, I dealt with a lot of car dealers, and, you know, most people don't like car dealers, and I always got along with them. I spent a lot of time in sales, and I did very well in the car business. Why? Because I was different. I basically, you know, I was very honest and very straightforward. This is what it is. And, you know, I learned how to assess people's needs very fast and fulfill them. So I didn't want to go back into car business. I didn't want to work, you know, it's a lot of hours. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but it's a lot of hours. And I thought, you know what? There is such a need, and this is 7 years ago. Today it's even larger.
Yeah.
But it's such a need for the proper training in car dealers. So what I did is I started with them. And when I say proper training, I mean like processes. Every business is different, and this is not just car dealers. Every business is different. If you were to go in and ask an employee, how do you do this? You ask the same question to all your different employees, you get 10 different answers. So what I quickly learned is, you know, people need to know what is expected of them. So my consulting business was primarily, I started with car dealers and moved up through, you know, I've worked with mom and pop, little, you know, convenience stores. I've worked with big companies such as American Honda and Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines. What I notice and what I can identify is that there's a process, and it needs to be mapped out. It needs to be thought out very carefully. You just need to, you know, figure out what the process is, motivate those that are involved, and then learn ways to automate it. That's what my company had done.
Why did you pick the automotive industry as like the first target? Were you kind of affiliated with the automotive industry, or you thought, you know, those are a bunch of salesmen and they need help?
Well, as I sort of said, I pretty much grew up in the car business. My father sells cars. That's when I say sales. He's 82 and he still works full time. He works at the first place he's ever worked. And one bit of advice my father always gave me when it came to sales is he said to me, you know, Vic, if you never do nothing wrong, you never have to worry about anything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that's a pretty shady industry. Most people don't like car salesmen. So, and definitely, I mean, if you were to ask other than maybe lawyers, you know, they're probably the most untrustworthy business in the general public's eye, I would say. So that was why I targeted the car business. I didn't want to get back into the car business. And one of the things I did, which is probably, well, looking back, is smart on my behalf, and I still to this day coach with people, different people, but I had a coach, and I basically said to him, Jeff, you know, I told him what I did, and I said, but I don't want anything to do with the car business. And he said to me, he says, why are you trying to run away from it? He says, attack it. And I thought, well, what are you talking about? And he says, you know, go in and fill the need that you've just described to me, why you didn't want to get into it. And that's what I did. I started working with individual dealers first. And my work got noticed from different people, and that's how I got with American Honda. And then actually Royal Caribbean came as I started from a cruise. I was actually at one as a passenger, and I started noticing some things, and, you know, I just so happened to get the right person in speaking, and that moved on to a broader, you know, contract for me, which is pretty cool. So my consulting business has done very well. How I got online basically is, you know, I got tired of dealing with the local people. I thought, you know, the world's a much bigger customer than the Baltimore, D.C., Virginia area. And, you know, I was driving a lot, and I just thought to myself, you know, I should start looking into this.
With those people and you were consulting with them, what kind of changes, what kind of effects did you see as turnaround for some of them that started using your materials and using the advice and the coaching you were giving them?
Well, it's amazing because once people know what's expected of them, their progress and their, you know, their, they get much better at their job. I had one company that I worked with, and actually I have a video testimonial on YouTube about this. One suggestion I made was a $171,000 difference in a 90-day span. And it was one of those things where when they looked at me, they just like kind of smacked their heads and was like, what? You know, and it's because when you look at a business, you can tell what is lacking if you look at it from the right perspective. And that's the kind of stuff I do. I can look at somebody's business. It doesn't matter what kind of business you're in. There's always a process, and there's always the way of doing it. And if people don't know what is expected of them, like I said, if you ask one person one question, you'll get an answer. You go to the next employee, you ask them, it's a completely different answer. You know, do that 30, 40 times with different people. Nobody knows what they're doing. They're all working in the same building or in the same business, but nobody knows what's expected of them. So I would map it out in a process map and basically say, you know, when somebody walks in, this is what you do, this is what you do, this is what you do. And it would go right down the line so that they knew everything that was expected.
You still
there? Sorry, did you say something?
No, I didn't say that. There was call waiting was coming in. Sorry
so,
about that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know, Jeff, when I get talking about things I'm passionate about, I'll talk forever.
That's cool.
So please cut me off if I go too long.
No worries.
So anyway, I took my business online, and I am the founder of the Personal Development Network. TPDN actually is how we call it, the short, but the domain is thepersonaldevelopmentnetwork.com, and it's the internet's only self-improvement community that rewards its members for participating. It's just like a Facebook kind of community, but it's all based around self-improvement. What I've learned in through my consulting gig is it doesn't matter about the process. It doesn't matter about what your job is. If your mind is not in the right place and people aren't all together on board with their mission, nothing takes place. Nothing happens. I've always been an advocate. Like I said, I learned to meditate when I was a young man. So I've always been an advocate of mind power and self-control. One of the other things that I leave out a little sometimes because I don't want people to get freaked out, because sometimes it's like saying you're a car salesman, is I am a certified master hypnotist. And the reason why I am that is because when I was going through my issues and I was living at home, I thought to myself, you know, I need to get control of my mind. And it's amazing what we can do and accomplish when your mindset is in the right place. You had mentioned that at the beginning of the call.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we all have the right intentions, but a lot of the times we don't understand or know how to get to that next point. And that's another thing I teach along with that.
Let me get to the next question I want to ask you, because I know you spoke at a lot of seminars in the past, and you've had many stage presence out there. You actually do a hypnotist show, which we'll talk about a little bit later too. But how has attending conferences and seminars, you know, either recently or lately for you, been real impacting for your own business?
Jeff, I can tell you it is 100% responsible for my online success. I know we live in a world where there's, you know, everyone text messages, emails, or IMs. Everything is, you know, there's no personal touch. But I'm sorry, there is nothing that replaces a personal introduction. We all have instincts about people. You know, I can look at something online. If you've got a great sales page or something, you know, you might be able to get me to buy from you. But the bottom line, it doesn't replace when you can actually sit down with somebody and talk to them. And I have attended and spoke at a lot of different conferences, and I got to tell you, it has been the best thing. You had mentioned about the gentleman who documented, I can't remember the amount, but it was a huge amount of money just from, you know, attending one of your conferences. I can say the exact same thing. It's amazing when you meet these people and meet everybody face to face. And I know at your event, you know, we're accessible. I'm always a very accessible person anyway. But, you know, I look forward to spending time with people and getting to know them. That's where all the money is made.
Absolutely.
In my opinion. For me personally, that's where my success is 100% because I've been attending conferences.
Same for me here too. You know, I always tell the story how in 2004, I went to my very first internet marketing conference. It was Armin Morin's conference. And I was just completely rocked. I just like, wow, no one will ever teach me the content I just learned in 3 days in any school. And I had more ammunition and more tools and resources under my belt than I ever did in my life. And I was able to implement right away with those new tools and resources. And that's what led me to, you know, have the internet like lifestyle that I have now, and to do what I want to do and be what I want to be and spend time with who I want to spend time with. All became possible because I spent the money, I got on an airplane, I flew to Orlando, Florida, and I did what I needed to do, and I implemented, and now we're successful today. As we wrap this up a little bit here, Victor, why don't you share with people a little about what they can expect to benefit or learn from you when they come to the Midwest Super Conference this year?
Great. That's a great question, Jeff, and I'll give you a really easy answer. I'm going to share my blueprint for success. As I said before, you know, I'm very process-oriented, and I'm going to teach everybody, one, how to clarify and desire, you know, clarify their desires and goals, identify where they are at this point so they know where they need to go to. And one of the biggest things that I'm going to, if my nugget of gold that I'm going to share with all the attendees, Jeff, is I'm going to teach everybody how to eliminate or identify and eliminate any fear block that's stopping them. That's, I mean, you know, the biggest thing that stops everybody is either they're afraid, they don't know how to, or there's just a genuine, you know, I'm afraid, I don't know what to do, or I don't even know why I can't get to the next level. And I have a simple process that if your attendees use this, you know, it'll eliminate a lot of anxiety for them, I guarantee
that.
That's
a bold statement, though. I mean, that's what you just said, it was really bold. I can eliminate any fear people have. I mean, that's true? That's awesome.
Fear or we won't get into the phobias because that's not, I guess we could, but yes, you know what? I can do that in 8 minutes or less.
Wow.
And it's very, very simple process. As I said, Jeff, our minds are very unique in the way that they think. And I'm not brainwashing anybody. I'm just going to train, I'm going to teach the attendees how to retrain their own minds.
Is that the number one thing that holds most people back? Is just their fears from getting where they want to be?
In my opinion, yes.
Okay.
In my opinion, yes. I'm just as guilty as this. We all probably have hard drives full of these great products and programs that are out there. And some of them I bought and paid a lot of money for. I've never touched them. Why? Because, you know, I wasn't aligned. It wasn't in alignment with what I was doing. It was just, it was a great sales letter. It looked good. It was going to be easy. And then when it came to it, it was like, yeah, that didn't really quite work for me. Or, you know what, I'm afraid to get into that position yet, you know?
Yeah, people have a fear of success, actually, as opposed to a fear of failure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then, and then back to what I'm going to teach with everybody is I'm going to teach them how to develop and implement processes to reach their desired outcomes, and then automation techniques, and then tracking and assessing so you can stay on track. I'm all about, like you said, I want to spend time with my kids. I love to travel. I don't want to work hard,
yeah.
You know? So I find every way possible to automate things, and if it can be automated, it's getting automated. So I'm all about that.
Are you going to be coming to learn from the other speakers as well and just kind of sit around and spend time with
Absolutely.
Everybody?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
One thing that's going to kill anybody that's trying to start a business, Jeff, is if they're not always willing to learn something new or learn from someone else. As I said, I have a coach. You know, I still have a coach. You always have to keep an open mind. Egos can't be allowed if you're trying to be successful. You have to say, you know what, I need help. And absolutely, you'll see me taking notes when everybody else is up there speaking because that's how I do it. I mean, that's how I learn.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming on and sharing some of your heart with us today and letting people know about your background as well as what they're going to be benefiting when they come to the Midwest Super Conference. Now, what I want to do to send everybody off with today, I usually like to send everybody off with a strong call to action. And let me just tell you a little surprise in case this might be one of the first audios you're listening to about the conference, depending on which speaker's audios you've heard so far. This year, we're going to do something radically different that has my wife completely freaked out. And I got to admit, I got a little bit of fear there too. So I got to talk to you about that, Victor. Maybe you can help me. But but what we're going to be doing this year is we're actually giving everybody a free ticket to come to the conference. And we're not going to be charging anything for people to come as a free attendee. But we are going to be requesting that you put a deposit down, because we do have so many people who are going to be coming to this event. We have to like kind of govern how many free tickets we can actually give out there. Therefore, we're asking people this year to just do a simple $97 deposit. And when you come to the conference, we're actually going to give you that one, actually going to give you $100. So imagine that you pay $97, and then on the back of it, I will give you $100 back that you can put right in your pocket. And it reserves your seat, and it helps us know who's going to be there, and helps us prepare for all the crowd control and the chaos that will usually ensue with a free event like this. So hopefully people can appreciate that, and it helps us with the good planning. Now, if you do pay the $97 and you don't come, you need to, you know, get that refunded to you before the event. Otherwise, if you event comes and goes and you don't show up, we keep the money. It's non-refundable after the event. So make sure you know what you're doing. Make sure you know that you're coming and you're going to be there, so you can make that commitment today. And for such a low price of being next to free, you know, with a simple deposit, it really becomes a no-brainer situation for you if you're thinking about or even considering being here with us at the Midwest Super Conference. We're going to have some excellent speakers besides Victor coming on various topics of social media marketing. I mean, we've got Perry Belcher coming. Perry, like, the guy's got over 100,000 followers on Twitter, and he's actually able to monetize those 100,000 followers $1 per name. That's per month. How would people like to learn how to monetize their social media lists, their Facebook lists, their LinkedIn contacts? We're going to have a LinkedIn expert coming in, Mike O'Neill. He's one of the top 30 guys in LinkedIn, and he's got some excellent strategies on monetizing your LinkedIn profiles and how to connect with people better through LinkedIn. We've got other experts coming to share about using Twitter and how to use Twitter for your business, not just as a little, you know, microblogging tool, but as a marketing tool, as a marketing channel. Excuse me, as a marketing channel, keeping your ear, or what do they call it, your ear to the grindstone, your nose to the grindstone. I forget your, what's the saying? How's it go?
Your nose. Keep your nose to the grindstone.
Why do you want to have a nose on the grindstone? Jeez, that would hurt. I think it said keep your ear to the ground or something like that, your nose to the grindstone, all those funny sayings we have, whatever they mean, I have no idea, but do that. And anyway, now I'm all lost in my train of thought. So he's going to come. Ron Davies is going to come talk about Twitter and having the how you can use Twitter for your business. I'm going to be talking about outsourcing. We've got other speakers that are coming. We're going to be interviewing all those speakers. You guys can listen to the audios and get their backstories as well as what they're going to be bringing to the table. And we hope to see you guys here at the Midwest Super Conference. We make it very simple for you guys. All you need to do next to get yourself started is just go to MidwestSuperConference.com/4, and that's it. Real simple. MidwestSuperConference.com/4, and that will get you to the register page where you can sign up and get your free ticket to come to the event. Victor, thanks for your time today. I can't wait to see you here in just about a little bit less than 2 months away now from this recording. And we'll see everybody else out there on the Success Highway. Sign up today. We'll see you in September. Bye.